Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Yoshi Podcast with Yoshi. Sorry, I messed up a little bit. But today I have a good friend with me, and he is now my current co-host and updated co-host to Podcast with Yoshi. Introduce yourself.
Hey, it's Blackbeard. I'm actually one of his original YouTube friends. It's been a while, and it's been a long while. But I'm here. I'm actually trying to help my buddy out. Maybe I can actually get him a few more views. Nice to meet you.
I don't know how you're going to make me get more views.
Fuck a nut.
I was the star of the YouTube channel. Thank you very much. If anyone knows about my YouTube channel, it was called We The Villains, and we're still currently making videos. It's just we kind of
fell off.
We fell off a little bit with making the videos due to work, our families, and other forms of stuff that we have to do. So, but if anyone knows our YouTube channel, they know Blackbeard because he was always in the videos. We fell off for a couple times, like me and him. We didn't talk for a while, so it was just Yoshi, but every now and again, you know, you got the one video starring Blackbeard, and then he started another one, and then I kept getting questions. Is he back with you for the YouTube channel, or is he just constantly doing cameos?
We're forever in link, brother. We're always going to actually be around. Like, but even if I'm not here 100% of the time, trust me, Blackbeard will always be around for a brother.
But, like, it's like people say whenever we go to GameStop, you know, there's no Will without Tanner, there's no Tanner without Will, and yada, 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 yada. But today, I heard a little something on the radio. I was listening to radio at work, and I wanted your opinion on it. The Joker movie came out, I think, yesterday or last night.
Came out Friday.
Well, I heard on the radio that they had FBI agents issuing out a warning that there's no firearms,
Let me sit here and explain something to you about that. Okay, you remember that incident that happened a while back?
At the Dark Knight premiere?
Yes, regarding another spontaneous Batman film.
Oh, yeah, The Dark Knight.
Okay, would you honestly want something like that to ever happen again? I'm not saying that it's not possible, but wouldn't you rather take the necessary precaution to actually prevent something?
You know, they really didn't give an update on the movie itself saying that it was going to be ultra violent. So, like, I wouldn't think that, you know, anybody would have to bring weapons or, you know, cause mass mayhem just because of a movie.
Well, let's be real nowadays. Look at what's going on around the world, man.
I mean, there's been a couple school shootings here and there, and to everybody out there that's been involved in a school shooting, I feel for you, and I send my condolences to that. But, like, you don't think that we've learned from our past mistakes since that, you know, little incident at the Dark Knight Theater? Dark Knight premiere?
It's a possibility, but with the way shit's going nowadays, I mean, think about it. It's the Joker, and I mean, the movie looks amazing, and I'm not going to lie about it. It actually does look like it's going to be pretty
decent. I've seen it. I have seen it. I had a friend he called me on video chat while he was at the movie.
And he told you some things that were going
on. No, he let me watch the movie through video chat.
Lord.
I mean, granted, shitty-ass quality, but I still watched the fucking movie. And
what do you think about his performance?
Honestly, first of all, Joker is a standalone movie.
I'm just saying as his...
I know. I'm just giving my take on it. It's like, it's not part of the Batman universe, but it's in its own parallel universe.
Exactly.
Had Superman go to another universe, he'd go to that one or whatever, something like that. But, he talks to young Bruce Wayne, and of course they change the backstory, which no one knows the precise backstory of the Joker. And, you know, my favorite backstory is, you know, him as the Red Hood being, you know, blackmailed, or so to speak, you know. Batman runs into him, he falls into a vat of acid and dyes his skin white and dyes his hair green. But I like that backstory. But for the Joker movie itself, in its own retrospect of a movie, I would have to say I'd give it a 7 out of 10 due to Joaquin Phoenix's portrayal of the Joker. It was actually good. You know, because...
Answer me this. This is actually a question that I've gotten. What's Joker's most iconic thing that everyone knows him for? And we all should know that answer, but what
is... The mustache.
Shut the fuck up.
Cesar Romero refusing to fucking shave his shit.
Besides that nigga's mustache.
Oh, was his trademark thing?
His laugh.
And Joaquin Phoenix had
Waka.
The laugh. Waka Waka Ali. I don't give a shit. Joaquin Phoenix. I don't give a shit how you say his name. He had the iconic laugh. Because in the movie, they portray him as a guy with the I don't know what the precise disease it's called, but it gives you the... Just you laugh out of nowhere.
It gives you the insatiable thing.
To laugh. And if you guys are hearing vehicles outside, we are outside doing this podcast, but...
It's like a dick.
But he had the iconic laugh, and I like that. But his portrayal was good. The backstory was kind of messed up in my perspective and everything, so... Hey, Bubba. Little Dino just met me outside in his little backpack today. He's going to school right now. He's really not, but he likes to pretend he's going to school.
Yeah, it's always cute whenever the backpack's bigger than them.
Oh, yeah. But Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is not my definition of my Joker. Because, you know, you got...
Your definition of Joker is mad.
You got those basic people out there now, you know, comparing Heath Ledger's Joker. And no offense to Heath Ledger at all, because he was an amazing Joker, don't get me wrong. But I think it's time for people to move on from that. We will all cherish Heath Ledger's Joker as an iconic role, as one of the roles that no one else can fill. And that is true.
See, but the thing is, there's not an exact role he needs to fill. He alone has set his own standard for portraying a character in itself. That's like saying that, okay, who do you think is the best Batman? You can't exactly...
Michael Keaton.
See, okay, like, that's based on a personal opinion. That's like saying that, okay, I like how about I say Christian Bale version, and you like the Michael Keaton version.
Yeah.
Okay. It's never... Everyone else is always going to set their own standards for what a character wants to be, and not every person who actually gets to that point is actually going to be able to fill those shoes. I mean, I gave Jared Leto the benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying he was the best.
Joker.
See, no, I'm not saying it like that, but hear me out. I'm not supporting him. But I'm also not saying he's the worst possible thing that could have happened to being a Joker either. I'm saying we've seen some horrible animation Jokers out there too with some
the one
amazing
from the Batman.
with some amazing voice actors. I mean, hell, you're only as good as what somebody gives you. You know what I'm saying?
Who is well known for their voice acting for the Joker? Can you answer me that?
Mark Hamill.
That is the role that no one can take. Okay,
Mark Hamill always held down the Luke Skywalker.
Well, you know, you got these people out there that are Star Wars fans too. They'll be like, "Oh man, Luke went to the dark side."
See, but there's the thing. You never forget where you get your big break from, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can never forget where one of your most iconic scenes would ever be. I mean, hey, hell,
Heath Ledger's was him and fucking Jake Gyllenhaal on the tent.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie.
You wanna know how I got these scars? He went in too rough.
No, you wanna know how I got these scars? Are you here?
I sucked too hard. That was a very harsh movie set.
But we're getting upset.
We're really getting upset. But the Joker, Joaquin Phoenix Joker, it was an amazing Joker for him. And I think if anyone was to take the mantle of the Joker, that would be Joaquin Phoenix. And he should be brought to the actual DC universe, because he would portray... Because I really... If Ben Affleck wasn't a bitch and didn't back out of the Batman role like he did, because he didn't think he'd get so dark into that fucking character, he would have been great facing off
against...
with Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. That would have been an epic fucking clash, if you want me to be honest with you. That would have been...
Each incarnation of Batman and Joker has always had that iconic two actors.
Like, if I can match, like, young Jack Nicholson's Joker... with, let's see, who was that? Who played the Batman? Val Kilmer instead of Michael Keaton. That would have kind of been greater. But, you know, we get what we get, and we have what we have. I mean, we have that god-awful Batman versus Superman movie. So, but I didn't really, I bitch a lot about the Batfleck, you know, because I was so excited for Ben Affleck to take the role. He got slim. He got buff for this one fucking role. Two movies in, ditches the role. Like, are you kidding me? Batman already has a bad reputation for having too many actors to portray his ass, including Voice Cancer Bell and fucking Bat Nipple Clooney. I mean, Batman has a bad track record with actors. I mean, you have
you can have an
Hugh Jackman as fucking Wolverine. That is Wolverine. Nobody can take that fucking role. Wolverine is Hugh Jackman, no doubt. Wade Wilson, Deadpool, fucking Ryan Reynolds. That is who is Deadpool. If anyone else portrays Deadpool in the near future, I'm not watching that fucking movie. Because my Deadpool is Ryan fucking Reynolds, not the one from X-Men Origins. That one sucked. And I'm glad that in the end, spoiler alert, that in the end of Deadpool 2, at the end credit scenes, he killed that motherfucker.
He's like, no more of this.
No more of that. Bop, shot him right in the fucking head. All right.
Is he dead, though?
No, possibly not. In the world of DC Comics, we have too many Batman. And they say the fucking sparkly, disco ball, Twilight, vampire-looking ass Robert Pattinson is now Batman. Are you kidding me? I cannot take that seriously. I mean, I would love to see his portrayal. See what he would do with Robert Pattinson, the one that played in Twilight.
Oh, Christ.
That sparkly, gay-looking motherfucker. And he is not getting buff. He is not getting slim. He's at his house eating Twinkies like, I'm going to be Batman one day.
Is he going to be Batman Beyond?
I don't know what he's going to be. They really haven't released very much information, all in the fact that he is casted as Batman. And, you know, I would like to say the same thing for the Joker. But each time a motherfucker had the Joker role, not Jared Leto, they killed that shit.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix killed the shit. And Heath Ledger killed the shit.
It's usually from an actor you wouldn't expect to actually be good at.
Exactly. Cause I was doubting Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
I'm not gonna lie.
Before I watched that fucking movie, I was like, this movie is gonna suck hardcore. And what happened? I like it now. I'm gonna buy it once it comes out on DVD.
That you are.
Buy DVDs.
What about the Harley Quinn movie that's coming up?
Don't even talk to me about that.
Okay.
I don't want to speak of that. I hated Suicide Squad, and I'm going to hate Birds of Prey.
Why do you say that exactly? Like, you said the same thing about this Joker film, and now that it actually came out and you've seen it.
Because here's the difference.
Do you like
Joker? That? Joker movie was just Joker movie. I had nothing before that to prepare me. Joker movie was good. Anything after that, I'm probably going to like. Suicide Squad ruined me.
Okay.
I'm going to hate this one. It's kind of like if you touch your hand on a burner. You ain't gonna do that shit again, unless you're stupid.
See, but there's the thing. How do you know it's gonna be bad, though? There's the thing that keeps...
But, you know, when you burn your hand on... Sorry, guys. My wife was outside asking me a question. But we have another little guest with us today. We have my son, Dean, so you might hear him in the background. But... You touch that burner, you're not gonna touch it again. I touched the fucking burner and held on it for 2 hours straight. Dean says hello, everyone. But I had my hand on that burner for 2 hours straight watching this movie.
What, Suicide Squad? Or
yeah, Joker only got 15 minutes of screen time. And in that 15 minutes, he had the chance to succeed. He had the chance to, excel.
So you saw him whenever he actually was the Joker himself.
Exactly. And he didn't do any of that. Like, Jared Leto's portrayal of the Joker, here's my take on it. He's a guy that decided to paint his face white and call himself crazy. That's it. He was acting like he was crazy. He wasn't certified crazy. Watching the Joker movie, it looked like he was actually fucking crazy.
You watch his Descent to Madness pretty much.
Exactly. Because Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is a lot different. It's a lot different than what we've been seeing.
It's the more psychological version of the character, in a sense.
Exactly. So, given that, you know, I don't like any other Jokers now. I mean, I like Heath Ledger. Yeah, I love Heath Ledger, but any Joker before that, you know, is put to shame now. Like, besides Heath Ledger, every Joker has been put to shame by Joaquin Phoenix. By the way, we're going to make this to a drinking game with Yoshi and Blackbeard called Anytime We Say Joaquin Phoenix, You Got a Drink. But
Drink the rum.
But in order to understand our co-host a little bit, why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself, Blackbeard? Tell them, like, what you're about, what your favorite hobbies are.
Alrighty.
So let us get to know you. Hello, Popo. Get the fuck away from my house.
Okay, you want to know a little bit about me.
A little bit about yourself.
Well, grew up in Texas, pretty much.
Texas.
Not a bad place to grow up. One of my favorite hobbies actually, love music. Hell, I love horror movies. Hell, I love most movies.
What is your favorite horror movie to this day?
Horror movie to this day, if I had to say that, if it comes to terms of originality, I've always been a big fan of the Friday the 13th series because of the fact you watch the character grow up. Take the first Friday the 13th movie, for instance. Okay. It wasn't even Jason himself.
It was his mother.
Oh, yeah, okay. Her his mother gets killed off. Okay, here comes the son. Boom, revenge. Okay, see how it plays into there?
How dare you get naked at my camp? If I can't get the booty, no one gets the booty. Slice, dice, sleeping bag, cheat, pa!
Exactly.
Why does Jason kill people? Little man syndrome. Oh, I'm not talking about his height.
Why do you think he has to be wet every time he comes out? He has to kill. He has to be wet.
I'm wet while you're getting wet.
But hear me out, though. It's just the fact that I'm not going to say that the whole series of Friday the 13th has had a perfect track record. No, I've seen some bad ones, trust me.
Jason Takes Manhattan was a pretty bad flop.
Hey, but that boxing scene was still funny.
when the nigga tried fading Jason... I'm a boxer, my nigga.
No, I'm saying, think about this. One of the first few, okay, I'll say minority characters in a horror movie to actually, instead of get killed by the fucking kid, yeah, he still got his ass knocked out.
Like, what the fuck? Like, this dude sees this guy, sees Jason, is like, you're half dead. Your ribs are showing.
He pulled a Goku. He's like,
run them hands.
No, he's like, hey, I come in peace. He's like, what? You say you want to shoot the fade? He's like, no, I'm being peaceful. Nah, nigga, run them hands.
Run them hands, motherfucker. Run them hands. Let's see what you got, Jason.
You know what amazes me is how Kane Starter actually took all those punches during that long tape. But it amazes me on how much a person can actually put themselves through a role. And that's not saying that's the best stunt he's done. He's had amazing stunts. It's just Friday the 13th, that's always been one of my favorite horror movies. It's always going to be a cult classic, and it hasn't died off yet. Hopefully, I'm hoping for a new movie eventually.
Well, they were supposed to reboot. Well, they rebooted it in 2009, but never came out with a sequel.
Yes,
never
came out. Jared Padalecki.
Jared Padalecki was good in that movie.
That's what makes me laugh. It introduced Mr. Boy's charm.
Whenever I didn't even look at the trailer. I went to Walmart one day and saw it in the DVD section. I was like, wait a minute, I haven't seen this one.
You're like, wait, hold on. Is that the Padalecki?
Is that the Padalecki from Supernatural? Well, I mean, I named my son after Supernatural characters. I want to see this.
Okay, we're getting off subject again. Okay, so, is there any other question you got you want like to know
favorite
about?
Jason kill.
Favorite Jason?
Mine's the sleeping bag of all fucking time.
Ooh.
Where he locks that bitch in the sleeping bag and was like, oh my God, let me out. Like, nonchalantly just swings this bitch into a tree and breaks her neck. Like, that's my favorite fucking kill of all, because Jason had no chill in that.
Uh-uh.
What is your favorite kill?
Favorite kill? I'm trying to remember. I know which part it was from. It's, you remember that movie Willow with the guy who controls rats?
Yes.
Okay, he played in one of the Jason movies. I forgot which fucking one it was. It's whenever, after he got him some punana.
Punana.
He went to the kitchen to actually either make him a sandwich or get a drink. Okay, he's in there looking for the corkscrew. All of a sudden, comes right down on his hand.
And that was a good one.
No, then there was the one in the new one that came out in 2009 with the little Asian kid, Stoner.
Yeah.
He had to get one little quip in before he died. He's like, is this yours? I'm like, okay, you got jokes.
No, that's the Freddy versus Jason movie.
No, not that one. That was in the new 2009 with Jared Padalecki.
Oh, okay.
Remember whenever he gave the stick. And he's like, okay, now I'm about to screw you with this driver.
Yeah. All right, guys, make sure to check out our Facebook page. We're going to be putting Wilbert's top 10 moments in Friday the 13th on our Facebook page, Podcast with Yoshi. Make sure to check it out, like, and share it, and whatever the hell y'all do with y'all's Facebook pages. But what else do we want to know about you? I want you to tell me in your God's honest truth what you think. Like, how do I word this? What are you hoping from this podcast to be a co-host, and what are you hoping for it to go?
Truth be told, I'm not gonna lie. A few people here and there have actually said that I have a voice for radio, and doing a podcast or a radio station, I don't know. That's always been like something that
I'm gonna be on radio.
See, it's not even the fact that I say I would be on the radio. I like having my voice heard in a sense. I like giving a voice back to the people. Like, okay, I sit here, I give you subjects, I talk about certain things, I talk about what the people want to hear. I give you what you need. I give you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But at the same time, I appease the masses. I'm not saying I'm a people pleaser, but I'm here for the people. I'm here for everybody. We all want to know what we want to know. It's whatever, really.
All right, and the final question to the topic about you. What is your stance on PewDiePie, Mr. Blackbeard?
I plead the fifth.
No, don't you plead that fucking fifth, motherfucker. I heard what you were saying in the car. Come on.
I will not say what I want to say. If you, okay, you want to know what I want to honestly say about him?
What do you honestly want to say about PewDiePie?
Honestly, I'm not saying I have nothing personal against the guy. It's just, at this point in time, I don't think he honestly deserves to be as famous as he is now. That's just a personal opinion. I'm just throwing it out there.
It seemed more violent in the car.
Shut the fuck up. I'm about to get violent, but the child is here.
Like, you were all, fuck that motherfucker. Fire,
yeah, I wish
he was dead.
Like, okay, I wasn't saying all that bullshit. I should have.
Like,
still.
Just imagine Ron Simmons saying damn, but instead of damn, it's dead.
I'm not saying I wish the guy is dead. I'm just saying the guy has, in my opinion, have
too much fame.
No, he's run his course as a YouTuber. I'm not saying that there's not any more famous he can get. I mean, where he's at now, how much farther can he honestly get?
Like, well, you know, like, money dries up real quick. I mean, you got rappers out there nowadays that are bankrupt. I mean,
see,
you got
the thing. You can't compare a rapper to a YouTube star. Well, then again,
basically, yeah. They get paid for what they do. Kanye West, he's like $1.4 million in debt.
See, but there's the thing.
And don't even get me started on MC Hammer. He's out there doing wall hanging commercials. Like, that thing will stick to your wall. Can't touch it. Da, da, da.
See, but hear me out on this, though. There's the kicker to that. You can't exactly compare two different types of careers. It all really.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Shut up. It's like comparing two different types of jobs. Like, hey, I clean toilets for a living. Hey, I clean porta potties for a living. Nigga, you both clean toilets.
You both work with shit, and you both smell like shit.
I mean,
shit.
Like, hell, it's
on a good day, you smell like piss.
Does one honestly sound better than the other at this point?
I mean, I'd rather work at regular toiletry job, like at a restaurant or something. Have you seen porta potties? I'd sooner go to Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch and risk getting my dick sucked than to fucking clean a fucking porta potty.
Hey, the man's dead. That's enough.
Hee hee. I'm not dead. I'm just in you. You're in me.
But, okay.
But,
Okay, like I said before, I have nothing personal against PewDiePie. It's just, at this point in time, me personally, I think that his career has run its course. That's just
okay, so, which begs me to ask you, I always ask the weird fucking questions around here, so.
Alrighty. And I have a
PewDiePie
weird
ass- comes to you right now, offers you $1.4 million to make videos with him. You gonna say yes?
I'm gonna do it and still kick him in the dick.
But can I abuse you every now and again?
Yes.
Let's do
it, nigga. Okay, if it's just for the entertainment purposes of actually entertaining the masses, yeah, I'll do it. But I just want him to know personally, it won't
the
be...
The masses, are you entertaining people or joining Germany for a Hitler strike or some shit? We don't appease the masses, and we shall kill the masses.
See,
I say glass
like,
of orange
like,
juice,
no,
not
sir.
Kills the juice. So... Everybody knows you from the YouTube channel, but we've never really done, like, intros about ourselves and everything. But everybody knows me because I have my TikTok channel, I have my YouTube channel, I have my Spotify.
See, that's the whole big thing right there.
No one knows you.
That's the thing that I actually want to come from this. If you honestly want to know more, it's for up to you to actually tune into more podcasts if you want to know more about the mysterious Blackbeard. I mean,
you're not going to say it all in one go.
No, see, that's the whole thing. You can't exactly give... That's like me trying to give you a whole buffet of all your favorite foods. You're not just going to want to jump in and just dive in. You're going to want to say, okay,
you're going to learn about him over time.
Yeah.
And get to know him a little better.
And if they want to ask the hard-boiled questions, then hell, I got a hard-boiled answer for you. I'm not going
to
answer it.
Get ready with that spoon, because I'm about to crack open this hard-boiled shit. Giggity. But me and Mr. Blackfield here are both fathers to two beautiful children. He has a son and a daughter. I have a son and a daughter.
What did I tell you about turning my person to life?
But that's the reason why we kind of fell off of the YouTube train. But now that I think that we can do both in the same, you know, timeline of raising our babies and working our jobs and doing all this other extra stuff, I think we can actually make the podcast work. At least one video a week.
I do have a special message out there for the fathers.
What is this special message?
I said I support any man or woman who is out there who are single, so taking care of their kids. I just want to say I commend you on a great job. Keep up what you're doing. Your child loves you, and do the best you can for your children. I just wanted to relay a special message for that.
All right. So you guys have learned a lot about Mr. Blackbeard here, and you've had a lot of good topics today. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. It really helps us make further podcasts. And that is it from both Yoshi, and Blackbeard. Stay tuned for episode 2 today. You guys get a 2-for-1 special because there will be another video upload where we talk to an underground rapper from, I think he's from California, I believe, and his name is King Ransom. We'll be on the phone with King Ransom on the next episode. Make sure to go like our Facebook profile. It is called Podcast with Yoshi. Name will probably change in a few weeks or so. We don't know yet. But make sure to do that, and thank you guys for listening. I am Yoshi.
And I'm the Blackbird, and I want to kick in nostalgia. You want to remember something that we used to enjoy?
What did we used to enjoy?
Well, you guys have a good time, and
a good day.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.